Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every month in my house, my kids can't wait to get their hands on the next Heroes of Liberty book. This month, it was John Wayne. Previously, Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell, and Amy Coney Barrett. But friends, they could be coming to your house, too. Go to heroesofliberty.com and use promo code KMC for a discount on any that you order. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC. heroesofliberty.com, promo KMC. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
United We Pledge has partnered with Balance of Nature to help ensure traditional American freedoms exist for us and for future generations. United We Pledge is raising money to build an American Village West campus that will house replicas of key historic buildings and realistic portrayals of the men and women who helped shape this nation. This village will provide educational experiences for youth and families. To raise funds and bring awareness to this project, world record-holding endurance athlete Tom Jones is running 76 consecutive marathons from the original American Village in Alabama to the future home of the American Village West in Washington County, Utah. He will be powered by Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature is proud to provide fruits and veggies in a Patriot Pack for a limited time to support this effort. A portion of the proceeds from each Patriot Pack will go directly to United We Pledge to help build this project. Use promo code VILLAGE to receive 35% off your first preferred order. Go to buypatriotpack.com to start your pledge to help preserve the freedoms we value.
Shannon Bream, author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Women of the Bible Speak, is back with a brand new book.
The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak is my upcoming release. It examines the lives of 9 biblical families through the lens of motherhood and daughterhood, and how the intimate connection between faith and family is still relevant today.
Experience these stories for yourself. The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak. Pre-order your copy today at foxnewsbooks.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us on a very historic day, and we have much to discuss as Roe v. Wade no longer exists. Welcome into a very special edition of Kevin McCullough Radio. For those of you in New York, you know we have been trying to help Heart for Lebanon, but we're taking a day to observe a very important moment. Stay here.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends. It is remarkable to sit at a microphone at this moment on this day. The first time I heard the word abortion, I think I was 5 years old. And 2 years previous to my 5th birthday, the case of Roe v. Wade had been decided by the Supreme Court. And the woman who was Roe in that case was a Texan. I grew up in Texas, and so this had a lot of play in my home state. And I remember my parents, when I was six, getting involved in a local congressional race
for a man whose last name was Bradshaw, and I don't even remember his first name. And I remember being in their campaign offices as they were doing phone screening and polling, and they were cranking out flyers for people's doorsteps and everything else. And I remember thinking, why was my mom and dad so motivated to help this guy win? And he was running on this idea that he was going to help Texas, my home state, be the first to, you know, get rid of abortion on demand. And I didn't even fully understand what it was, but I knew that it was important to them. And that was the introduction to me of a life of activism that has fought tirelessly daily for the last 48 years to see this moment happen. The idea that this Supreme Court ruling no longer is the law of the land is remarkable. And for the many people who have done all that they could to get us here, from the Phyllis Schlafly's of the world to the Donald Trumps and everybody in between, friends, this is a remarkable day. This morning when that decision was handed down, some 41 states in all began to have some form of life-saving law for babies again. Some of them, within immediate moments, had trigger laws that went into effect. I think it's about 15 that have the trigger laws. I think another 26 or so have laws that are somewhere in process. But in all, some 41 states immediately, because of that ruling, began saving babies' lives. And when you consider that our own taxpayer dollars have been used against us for the purposes of literally spending our own tax money to give to Planned Parenthood so that our own children could, in fact, be aborted, this is a remarkable day. This is a remarkable day. Justice Alito was the one that penned the majority opinion. And he began with an exploration and criticism of Roe and its holding that while states have a legitimate interest in protecting potential life, this interest is not strong enough to prohibit abortions before the time of fetal viability, understood to be at about 23 weeks into pregnancy. The court did not explain the basis for this line, and even abortion supporters have found it hard to defend Roe's reasoning, Alito wrote. Chief Justice Roberts also agreed that the viability line never made any sense, but said he could have taken a more measured course rather than overturn Roe v. Wade altogether. Roberts said he would have continued to recognize a right to get an abortion and that the right should extend far enough to ensure a reasonable opportunity to choose, but need not extend any further. The court's majority took a firmer stance against Roe v. Wade in the subsequent case, Planned Parenthood versus Casey, holding that Roe and Casey must be overruled. They countered Roberts' concurrence by claiming that such an approach would only put off the day when we would be forced to confront the question we now decide. The court described how the Roe opinion did not specifically explain where the right to abortion came from. And friend, that's the very thing that everyone is confused about. Nancy Pelosi literally went out to a microphone after the decision came down and she said to the watching media, well, the justices yesterday said that the states have no right when it comes to a federal citation of rights in the Constitution. And today they say that states have the right to interfere. She's confused. The old lady is confused. Guns are actually mentioned in the Second Amendment. There is no mention of abortion anywhere in the documents. The right to privacy is not an enumerated right in the documents of the Constitution. Certainly not a right to choose. So there's all sorts of confusing things that politicians are easily saying today, but they're not accurate. The court's opinion recognized that the 14th Amendment's Due Process Clause has been found to guarantee certain rights that are not spelled out in the Constitution, but that those rights are deeply rooted in the nation's history and tradition. Abortion, the court said, does not fall within this category, as such a right was entirely unknown in American law until late in the 20th century. The earliest sources for a right to an abortion, the court said, are a few state and district court decisions from shortly before Roe and a small number of law review articles from the same time period. Alito referenced the dissenting opinion from Breyer, Kagan, and Sotomayor, stating that it is very candid that it cannot show that a constitutional right to abortion has any foundation. And, friends, to me, that's the real silver bullet here. When Alito said that those who are dissenting, Breyer, Kagan, and Sotomayor, that they cannot cite a right to this action, that's the end of the discussion at the Supreme Court. And he said the dissent's failure to engage with this long tradition is devastative to its position. The majority opinion also noted that the dissent did not provide any serious discussion of the state's interest in protecting the life of a fetus, while also making clear that the court's ruling is not based on any view about if and when prenatal life is entitled to any of the rights enjoyed after birth. The court then addressed the concept of stare decisis, the tradition of following established court precedent. Overruling a precedent, he said, is a serious matter. It is not a step that should be taken lightly. Still, he said, if the Supreme Court never overturned precedent, American constitutional law as we know it would be unrecognizable and this would be a different country. The court then asserted that there are five reasons why Roe and Casey should be overruled: the nature of the error, the quality of the reasoning, the workability of the rules they imposed on the country, their disruptive effect on other areas of law, and the absence of concrete reliance. Friends, that's five devastating legal arguments. The court explained that Casey's test of whether a law places an undue burden on the ability to get an abortion has scored poorly on the workability scale, citing that the late Justice Antonin Scalia, for the second day in a row, major case cites Scalia's work, said that the test is inherently standardless. The majority criticized Casey for its vagueness and ambiguity and its failure to give a clear answer as to how to apply its undue burden test. The opinion went on to explain that Roe and Casey disrupted other areas of law, claiming that they have diluted the strict standard for facial constitutional challenges and ignored key judicial principles and distorted first American doctrines. Friends, in this 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court could not have been more clear. The dissenters could not find a constitutional defense for the act of abortion, and the ones that were of the majority opinion said that the Constitution holds no text that cites a claim to have a right to one. And again, as far as the law goes, that's the end of the matter. Now what happens is going to be of major discussion. What will the states do? Joining me today, Abby Johnson, Ryan Anderson, and Mike Huckabee. Stay with us. It's a special edition of Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to say thank you, first of all, to those of you that helped us help many, many hundreds of families in the Ukraine this spring. And as many, many organizations have stepped up to the fold, my friends at CSI have returned to one of their most important needs, and that is the liberation of human slaves from northern Sudan. Every year, I've told you about the great work that CSI is doing there, taking people that have been basically prizes in the Sudan Civil War, and for many years enslaved against their will, forced to perform sexual, human labor, other types of acts that violate their conscience, violate their bodies, violate their very dignity. And the wonderful thing about what CSI does, Christian Solidarity International, is that they not only are able to help secure the release of that human slave, but then they're able to begin a brand new life for them with something that we call the Bag of Hope. Friends, last year you helped us free another 392 individual women who had all but given up on ever having any type of future hope. So with that in mind, and now that so many people are responding to the need in Ukraine, my thoughts have turned back to how we can help these women who are many times even without their children. Now, what I have to report to you now is quite exciting. Because of some of the liberations that you've done in the past, you know that we've been able to free the mom, but haven't necessarily been able to find or free the child of that mom slave. That is about to change, because in this spring's liberation, we have the opportunity to bring home several children who have been enslaved by slave masters whose moms have been previously released. In other words, your gift right now to release and help find the child slave is not only going to give them liberty and give them a life again, but it's going to reunite them with the mom who had them in slavery. Now, if you're curious about how all this works, it's very simple. A $250 one-time gift, or a 10-installment gift of $25, or a 5-month gift of $50. It doesn't matter how we get there, as long as we get to $250, supplies everything that's necessary for that slave to begin their life over again. That bag of hope will include sleeping arrangements, tarps for weather protection, grain to feed them with, and seed to plant their future crop with. That $250 gift will give them their new life and that bag of hope. And friends, this year, we're going to focus on reuniting some of those children with their moms who have been liberated in years past. Would you please call this number and help? 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. And because of the generosity of a very generous supporter of Kevin McCullough Radio, the first 10 people who do so will have their slave gift matched right now. 888-342-1010. $25 a month for 10, $50 a month for 5, $125 for 2, or a one-time gift of $250, and you get to set a brand new life for someone who had given up. 888-342-1010.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, this should be somewhat expected. It wasn't moments after the opinion came down that AOC was literally on the steps of the Supreme Court with a bullhorn screaming about women's rights. Nancy Pelosi was actually saying that while the court in the gun case cited states' rights as being present, were taken away from the states to give people the right to carry their weapons, that they had done the reverse in the Dobbs case. Opposite of how it works, Speaker Pelosi, there is no mention of abortion in the Constitution. There's a direct mention of guns in the Constitution. It's completely backwards from what she explained it. And then not long after that, President Biden, for some reason, they didn't have the microphones turned on, so you couldn't really hear him. But he was yammering on about prescription drugs and the need to have access to contraception. And I'm pretty sure that he's meaning by contraception abortifacients. I'm just guessing that that's probably hidden in the meaning of what he's talking about, given how this group acts. Nevertheless, I am thankful that the decision came down as it did. And here to discuss with me is Abby Johnson, who is without question one of the more inspirational figures to come out of the pro-life movement. I've been fighting this issue since I was a four-year-old boy in 1974 when I first became aware of what this was. And it's been a long litany of people like Abby, like Lila Rose, like others that have stepped up and said, hey, there's a lot more to this than you even realize, and we need to talk about it. Abby rejoins me now. Abby's fame, of course, came from the fact that she was one of the most successful Planned Parenthood directors in the history of that company. And now she's a complete bona fide pro-life believer, saying, no, we can save women and we can save babies at the same time. Abby, thank you for being here. Let me just ask you, the moment that this came down, I think there are 13 or 15, it's something like that, trigger states that had immediate bans that went into effect. So abortion is now no longer in those states immediately upon the Roe decision coming down. I think another 26 have some sort of process, whether it's legislative affirmation or a governor's signature or something along those lines that have to happen. But there are a number of other couple of dozen more states. They're going to be moving in that direction. I think that puts the number at about 40 or 41 states. That means there's going to be 9 where abortion is still going to be as prevalent and maybe even more in demand than it was before the Roe overturn of the Dobbs case. Your thoughts on where we stand in the aftermath of this?
Yeah, it's certainly exciting. It's an exciting time. People have been, you know, like you mentioned, fighting for this for so long. You know, many people longer than I've even been alive have been fighting against this horrific law. And, you know, we are looking at 26 states that currently have either a trigger ban or have a constitutional amendment or something in their state constitution that makes abortion illegal right now in their state. And like you said, there are many other states that have something proposed in their state to make abortion illegal.
Right.
And then there are, you know, other states. I think it's going to be sort of a pendulum swing one way or the other. So we're going to see, you know, sort of deep red states, right, where abortion is completely illegal, or we're going to see deep blue states where abortion is completely illegal for any reason through all 9 months of pregnancy, where Roe is sort of codified in an extreme way.
Right.
So, you know, that's what we have seen happen in Colorado. That's what we've seen happen in California. In California, even going an additional step, Newsom saying that, you know, California is going to be a sanctuary state for abortion, and him signing into law $125 million of state taxpayer money going to fund abortion tourism for his state so that other women can come there and have their abortions paid for. So, I mean, it's going to be, I think, one way or the other, sort of a pendulum swing one way or the other. But right now in our country, we have more states that will effectively ban abortion and make it illegal than we have states making it legal, which is, I mean, a huge victory.
Well, I was adding up the math. I mean, you know that I don't have to tell you this, but Planned Parenthood alone does nearly 400,000 abortions a year.
Right.
In a lot of states, they're out of business now, and they will be very, very soon. And I'm curious, you know, so how does the pro-life message and the championing of God-given life now change for those people that have been in this discussion, in this debate for such a long time? Because the focus has been, let's get a case to the court that can overturn Roe. Now it's like we need 50 different teams of fighters to go into every state and make sure that the laws protect babies at this point. And I think that in some ways it's going to get so decentralized. I fear it may not remain as strong as it is to fight for life.
Yeah, so that is definitely a concern, Kevin. So that, I mean, that is a concern of mine. That's something that I've been talking about, is that the pro-life movement has gained so much momentum, sort of rallying around this idea that we have to overturn Roe at the federal level. And, you know, my fear is that now that we have done just that, that there's going to sort of be this complacency or apathy, particularly in these deep red states, right? That places like Texas that have a trigger ban, places like Tennessee, where we know abortion is going to be illegal, that people in the pro-life community in those states are going to go, oh, great, okay, well, my work is done, right? And now I can move on to something else. But the reality is that truly in the pro-life movement, our work is just beginning at the state level. And we're going to see abortion clinics close for sure, which means, but it doesn't mean that women are no longer going to have crisis pregnancies, right? Just because abortion clinics close doesn't mean that women aren't going to be getting pregnant.
Well, and that's why,
and saying, now what do I do?
And that's why Antifa is attacking crisis pregnancy centers, because they know that they are the ones that are going to outlive this.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, pregnancy centers are now a super threat to the left, right? And so, you know, we need to be doubling down on our support of pregnancy resource centers, maternity homes. And yes, I mean financial support, but also I mean volunteerism, donating supplies, you know, working for them. What, you know, what are we doing to actually support these centers? You know, have you toured your local pregnancy center. Find out what they do. Know where they are. You know, are you putting information about your local pregnancy center on your social media? You know, we need to be really championing these centers and letting people know about all the awesome services that they offer, because crisis pregnancies will continue to exist.
Yes.
And there will be an underground system of women who are willing to, you know, break the law or whatever to either perform illegal abortions, to get women medication, or to take them to other states. And so, you know, we're combating that as well.
Well, Abby Johnson, you have been a stalwart champion and such a brave person to come out and tell your story and then to live your life. I'll never forget getting to see your ultrasound right here in Times Square. You brought Times Square to a pinpoint silence. And I've never heard Times Square be that silent. So we thank you for everything that you've done. But thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Hey, this is Evangelist Nick Hall. Coming this summer, Together 22, 50 years ago, Expo 72, led by Billy Graham, rallied an entire generation to share the gospel. This summer, June 24th and 25th, we're doing it again. And it's free. Together 22 will feature some of the biggest names in Christian music, some of the best preachers coming to equip you. Find out more about Together 22 at Pulse.org.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every month in my house, my kids can't wait to get their hands on the next Heroes of Liberty book. This month, it was John Wayne. Previously, Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell, and Amy Coney Barrett. But friends, they could be coming to your house, too. Go to heroesofliberty.com and use promo code KMC for a discount on any that you order. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC. heroesofliberty.com, promo KMC.
Shannon Bream, author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Women of the Bible Speak, is back with a brand new book.
The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak is my upcoming release. It examines the lives of 9 biblical families through the lens of motherhood and daughterhood, and how the intimate connection between faith and family is still relevant today.
Experience these stories for yourself. The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak. Pre-order your copy today at foxnewsbooks.com.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And on this very important day, there are some things that we need to be reminded of, that this case is not, this, as everyone has said thus far that's been on the show today, this doesn't end the issue. And there is still much to fight on for and to try to get corrected as we go through what is the next stage now of trying to protect life as best we can. Joining me is the Regnery author Ryan T. Anderson. He is co-author of the book Tearing Us Apart, How Abortion Harms Everything and Solves Nothing. His illustrative co-writer is Alexandra DeSantis, who was just with us earlier this week, and a pretty staunch, longtime writer and fighter on this point as well. Ryan, thanks for being here.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
Your reaction to the decision as it was handed down, it seemed like Mr. Alito went to great length to really give as sound a denunciation of the logic, rationale, and execution of Roe v. Wade as one could possibly have hoped for.
That's exactly right. I mean, this is exactly what so many people have spent so many years laboring for. It's not the end of the pro-life movement. It's, you know, it's the first step. The first step was admitting we got Roe wrong, we got Casey wrong, and now the court has done that. And Alito, just in a masterful opinion, explains why there's no foundation in the Constitution for a right to lethal violence in the womb, the right to kill an unborn child. And then he explains away all of the various stare decisis arguments. You know, he's not overturning the principle of stare decisis. He says that those considerations don't apply in this case. He goes through, you know, five different reasons why, about the unworkability of Roe and Casey, about it being egregiously wrong, about it having severe consequences. I mean, for example, the death of a human being. I mean, if ever there were an occasion to say, look, we got it wrong and we're not just going to keep getting it wrong for stare decisis reasons, we're actually going to admit we got it wrong.
What's the fabric of the country going to go through in the days to come from where you sit?
Yeah, I mean, so unfortunately, you know, the title of the book, Tearing Us Apart, is, you know, meant to, you know, get at both of those aspects of abortion. You know, one is that it literally tears apart the body of the unborn child. But then two, what you've just highlighted is that it's torn apart and it's tearing apart the body politic. And, you know, whether in the, you know, days and weeks after the leak, you know, the assassination attempt on Justice Kavanaugh, the vandalization of pregnancy resource centers, the firebombing of pregnancy resource centers, the churches that were attacked. Those are just the most recent instances of this. And obviously the reaction to the opinion itself, the calls for violence, the night of rage, et cetera, et cetera. It's incredibly unfortunate. It's something that should be condemned by everyone, left, right, and center, whether you're pro-life or pro-choice. And so I think part of it, you know, where do we go from here, is that we need to be able to persuade each other. We need to be able to explain why we believe what we believe to people who don't already agree with
them. Do you believe that there is a role for people of faith in that conversation in a significant way?
Of course. I mean, not only is there a role, but I would say it's a primary, it's a central role. I think what we need to do is we need to bear witness to the truth that every human being is made in the image and likeness of God. We need to bear witness to the truth, the basic biological truth, that a new human being comes into existence at the completion of fertilization, at conception, that ultrasound image that we're seeing, that's a real live human being. We need to bear witness to the truth that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and that amongst these is the right to life. I mean, this is right baked into the American founding, the Declaration of Independence. And I think people of faith have an obligation to bear witness of these truths and to show that it's not just faith-based, that faith and reason go together, scripture and science go together, because all truth is from the same source. These are all creational truths.
There are a lot of people that have a lot of misconceptions about what's going to happen now, and the media have not been helpful, and certainly politicians have not been helpful. Even people like the Speaker of the House doesn't understand the difference in actually espoused rights in the Constitution and things that have been sort of inventively shoved in there. It's going to require a lot of conversation. Do you think that the political and social and cultural left are going to allow this conversation to unfold?
Yes and no. I think some on the political and cultural left are going to stand in the way. And so it's going to be very important for conservatives to partner with those on the political and cultural left who do want to have the conversation in a civil way. I think it's a mistake to paint the left as a monolith, right? And in the same way that,
especially
like,
in this day and age. Yeah.
Yeah. In the same way that Ruth Bader Ginsburg doesn't speak for all women, we shouldn't allow the most radical extreme elements of the left claim a monopoly of yep. speaking on behalf of the political left. And so conservatives need to partner with reasonable and responsible liberals and have this conversation. And then we all need to condemn the extremists who are terrorizing the country.
Yeah, that's well said. All right, Ryan Anderson, thank you for your time today. Tearing Us Apart, the name of the book, and I hope that you will get it. Co-written with Alexandra DeSantis, and doing great work. Thank you so much, Ryan.
Thank you.
Coming up, Governor Mike Huckabee joins me on this momentous day. Stay with us.
Shannon Bream, author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Women of the Bible Speak, is back with a brand new book.
The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak is my upcoming release. It examines the lives of 9 biblical families through the lens of motherhood and daughterhood, and how the intimate connection between faith and family is still relevant today.
Experience these stories for yourself. The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak. Pre-order your copy today at foxnewsbooks.com.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
United We Pledge has partnered with Balance of Nature to help ensure traditional American freedoms exist for us and for future generations. United We Pledge is raising money to build an American Village West campus that will house replicas of key historic buildings and realistic portrayals of the men and women who helped shape this nation. This village will provide educational experiences for youth and families. To raise funds and bring awareness to this project, world record-holding endurance athlete Tom Jones is running 76 consecutive marathons from the original American Village in Alabama to the future home of the American Village West in Washington County, Utah. He will be powered by Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature is proud to provide fruits and veggies in a Patriot Pack for a limited time to support this effort. A portion of the proceeds from each Patriot Pack will go directly to United We Pledge to help build this project. Use promo code VILLAGE to receive 35% off your first preferred order. Go to buypatriotpack.com to start your pledge to help preserve the freedoms we value.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every month in my house, my kids can't wait to get their hands on the next Heroes of Liberty book. This month, it was John Wayne. Previously, Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell, and Amy Coney Barrett. But friends, they could be coming to your house, too. Go to heroesofliberty.com and use promo code KMC for a discount on any that you order. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC. heroesofliberty.com, promo KMC.
Hey, this is Evangelist Nick Hall. Coming this summer, Together 22, 50 years ago, Expo 72, led by Billy Graham, rallied an entire generation to share the gospel. This summer, June 24th and 25th, we're doing it again, and it's free. Together 22 will feature some of the biggest names in Christian music, some of the best preachers coming to equip you. Find out more about Together 22 at Pulse.org.
He is one of the longest serving governors in American history, a 2-time presidential candidate, a top rated Fox News Channel host, and all of that before being known as Sarah's dad, Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, a big end to the week, obviously, on so many different cases. And we were telling you for quite some time at this microphone that there were a couple of really big ones that would come down at the end of the court session. It looks like they ran the clock out right to the very end. But for the second day in a row this week, another big case was handed down. Obviously, the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And joining me now to give some perspective to the long journey that this has been is Governor Mike Huckabee. And Governor, always appreciate your time with us. You know, I think we've known each other for probably a couple of dozen years. I don't know, maybe longer than that. I'm not sure when I remember meeting you, but I know that we have been in the same fight for as long as I can remember. I remember my parents working our very first congressional volunteer campaign for a candidate in Fort Worth, Texas, when I was a little tiny 6-, 7-, 8-year-old kid, stuffing bags to take to voters to give them information about this thing called Roe v. Wade that had just been decided, you know, when I was 3 years of age, and now I was 5, 6, 7, somewhere in there. And I remember from that moment forward always being forward looking to working towards the opportunity to see this law be, this ruling be repealed. And you were ahead of me in the race a little bit. You were already in public service in many respects. What are your thoughts at this momentous occasion?
Well, I'm very happy that it's happened, but I hope people understand this is not the end of the world for those who are pro-abortion, and it's not the beginning of the end necessarily for those of us who are pro-life. It's a great decision because it was a constitutionally correct decision that really righted a wrong that was done in 1973 when the Supreme Court decided that they were a legislative body, not a judicial body. All of that is great. But what it means practically, in some states, there will be more abortions, New York and California among them. In my state of Arkansas, there won't be abortions.
Yeah.
They'll be banned. So I'm thrilled. I've been in this battle since really 1973 when the decision came out, but got more involved in the late 70s and was a part of a group called Southern Baptists for Life mm-hmm. that tried to get Southern Baptists to really start joining our Catholic brothers and sisters in recognizing this as a moral issue. Over time, that's happened. My early political fights really were involved in pro-life. I was part of the steering committee that put a constitutional amendment on the Arkansas ballot that would recognize life begins at conception, and the policy of the state would be to protect it until natural conclusion. Well, obviously, that took three times, but we finally got it passed. But it was always under the umbrella that Roe overshadowed it. Well, as of today, that's no longer the case.
Yeah.
And so that constitutional amendment that we tried and failed in 84, failed in 86, passed in 88, today now is enshrined into permanent law in my home state. And it's just a great moment in that regard.
I started researching, and I think the moment that the ruling came down, there were something like 13 states that have what's called trigger bans that automatically, once the Roe decision was made, that was it, that they're done. 26 additional states are in some sort of process of either they'll need a legislature to affirm it now or a governor to sign it or some sort of process to complete it. But there's already another 26 states that have some degree of banning of abortions within their borders. Governor, that means that there's going to be 41 states that in some form or fashion, within just days of this decision being handed down, start saving thousands of babies' lives. I don't know if people understand just even how much Planned Parenthood, which gets, you know, a ton of money from the taxpayers, but they average about 387,000 abortion, taxpayer-paid abortions a year.
Well, and that's why it is a great day for human life, and I don't want to minimize the importance of it, but I also want to make sure people understand that this was bigger than just the decision, because now we have a court that says that the text of the Constitution means something, and yeah. It should be, just simply accepted for what it says. That's refreshing. And you know what I want to do is say thank you, Donald Trump, for giving us three solid conservative judges. I want people to remember the people who hated Donald Trump's mean tweets and voted for Joe Biden, all of those so-called Republicans.
The really smart people like Bill Kristol and those guys.
100%. If Hillary Clinton had won in 2016, let me ask you, do you think we'd be celebrating this decision today? It would have been a 9-2 decision going the other way.
Yeah.
And I hope people will stop and remember that Barack Obama was right about one thing. Elections have consequences. And, you know, I want to just add this. My next prayer is that we move toward recognizing the personhood of the unborn, because when that happens, then in all 50 states, abortion comes to a conclusion because there is no due process for the unborn child and no equal protection, as would be guaranteed by the 5th and 14th Amendments. So, yes, it's a wonderful day. And you know, I do celebrate that Planned Parenthood is going to be out of business in many states. And one reason I celebrate that is because they target black women.
Yep.
I wish that there were more people who understood that abortion in this country is a business, and it's a business to take the lives largely of African-American babies. Yep. And if they don't think so, go look where those abortion clinics are, see where the targeting is, and see where the disproportionate number of abortions are. They're in the African-American community. And African-American leaders, if they really cared for their communities, would be the ones loudest and clearest celebrating today.
There are five zip codes in which there are more abortions than births in over the last 10 years, and that's been a yearly trend. This decision, by the way, won't make much of an impact on that because Kathy Hochul and the Democrats in New York State have said they are going to protect abortion through up until birth. But we can now start to work on that issue and move towards a more flourishing day, Governor, when we celebrate what God created in his creation, and we can see human beings flourish and really put Satan in his place, because he does not like it when human beings live their God-given potential. Governor, with all that being said, real quickly, what's on your show this weekend?
Matt Walsh will be with us. We'll be talking about his wonderful documentary, What is a Woman? If you haven't seen it, it's definitely worth watching. We also will have Rebecca St. James doing music, and Sean Davis from The Federalist will be with us. We've got a great show lined up, but don't miss Matt Walsh. He is just phenomenal.
I'm glad he's finally figuring out what a woman is. They've had trouble with that even on the Supreme Court level this year. So,
yes, they have.
It's good to know somebody figured it out. Hey, Governor, thanks for being with us.
You bet. Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every month in my house, my kids can't wait to get their hands on the next Heroes of Liberty book. This month, it was John Wayne. Previously, Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell, and Amy Coney Barrett. But friends, they could be coming to your house, too. Go to heroesofliberty.com and use promo code KMC for a discount on any that you order. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC. heroesofliberty.com, promo KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
United We Pledge has partnered with Balance of Nature to help ensure traditional American freedoms exist for us and for future generations. United We Pledge is raising money to build an American Village West campus that will house replicas of key historic buildings and realistic portrayals of the men and women who helped shape this nation. This village will provide educational experiences for youth and families. To raise funds and bring awareness to this project, world record-holding endurance athlete Tom Jones is running 76 consecutive marathons from the original American Village in Alabama to the future home of the American Village West in Washington County, Utah. He will be powered by Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature is proud to provide fruits and veggies in a Patriot Pack for a limited time to support this effort. A portion of the proceeds from each Patriot Pack will go directly to United We Pledge to help build this project. Use promo code VILLAGE to receive 35% off your first preferred order. Go to buypatriotpack.com to start your pledge to help preserve the freedoms we value.
Shannon Bream, author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Women of the Bible Speak, is back with a brand new book.
The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak is my upcoming release. It examines the lives of 9 biblical families through the lens of motherhood and daughterhood, and how the intimate connection between faith and family is still relevant today.
Experience these stories for yourself. The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak. Pre-order your copy today at foxnewsbooks.com.
Hey, this is Evangelist Nick Hall. Coming this summer, Together 22. 50 years ago, Expo 72, led by Billy Graham, rallied an entire generation to share the gospel. This summer, June 24th and 25th, we're doing it again, and it's free. Together 22 will feature some of the biggest names in Christian music, some of the best preachers coming to equip you. Find out more about Together 22 at pulse.org.
you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you with us today, friends. And it is a very remarkable day, as I started the show an hour ago saying. I have seen so many people I've lost over the course of these 40 years that I've been debating this and fighting for this. And now that this moment has arrived, it seems almost a little anticlimactic, especially given the ongoing challenges that the country has. I'm not going to be under any misguided perception here. We are dealing with an issue in the hearts of men that we have not dealt with in a really long time. And it is being exhibited quite well in the people that are protesting the Supreme Court's decision today. But the anger that you see, the hatred that you see for people that disagree with them on the issue. And when you ask yourself the question, well, what is it that is actually causing the disturbance? You know, it's one of those things where my lovely bride and I got into an argument the other night, and it was one of our better arguments. We argued the entire evening, and we got to the end of the night, and we woke up the next morning, and we said, "What was that about?" And actually, the weird thing about it was me telling the story of how we met to our kids, and I got some facts wrong, and I was dismissive of her concerns about those facts and so forth, but. It was a small thing in the scope of big, big stuff. It really was small. And yet it got so intense and so difficult. And we had to say the next morning, why were we arguing about that? That was so small. And friends, I think when you take a look at what this fight is about, it's anything but small. The life of a child should be valued and cherished by everybody. It shouldn't be a disputable idea. And I think that the reason why those that are so adamant for the side that lost today, I think part of the reason that they are so adamant is because they know how wrong their side is. Because we've learned a lot in the last 48 years. We've learned a lot about human body, human development, how a baby survives in the womb. We've learned a lot about how long they can sustain life outside the womb in a premature state. And we've seen babies that have been able to be saved at 20 weeks, 15 weeks. There may be a day where we can see a baby saved earlier than that. The justices said in the ruling that the viability argument was bizarre, and they were right. It was never about whether or not a baby could survive on its own outside a mother's body. A born child can't survive without a parent. Little children that are 5, 6, 10, 12 years old can't survive without parents. The difference here is that we were fundamentally not recognizing that it was a human being and that it had life. Technology has largely shaped our information into a different direction. So we now see that life long before it's out of the womb. Friends, be thoughtful, be prayerful, be respectful of your neighbors and of those you discuss this with. But go ahead and celebrate a win. It was a good one. I'm Kevin McCullough.